All right, guys, the clock says 12. And for all your play-by-play action, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Bill, thank you so much. Vikings set to receive back deep is Tyson Harris and Justin Smith. Justin Smith, number 17, on the near side. Harris on the far side. There is hardly any, there's not enough wind to be moving the flag. You can feel just a little bit of a breeze, but it has turned out to be an absolutely beautiful night for football here in South Georgia. And for the first time, well, now the wind starts to pick up just a little bit. And for the first time, I don't think we're going to have any rain during a broadcast. I'm going to be all excited about that.
Hey, I brought the tarp. It's there and ready just in case.
I brought a jacket, so I know it's not going to rain.
Andrew Tanner, the kicker for the Bulldogs, sets the ball on the tee.
Right in the middle of the field. The Bulldogs, white jerseys, white pants, red helmets. Tanner walks back. He does have a leg on him. And we are waiting for the referee signal, and he gives it. Tanner approaches the football, puts his right foot in it, end over end kick. Tyson Harris takes at the 4. He's across the 5, the 10, comes to our side at the 15, the 20. Looks for a seam. Back around, gets hit at the 30. Still on his feet, turns and spins at the 35. Trying to get to the corner of the 40. The 45, and he's run out of bounds just shy of the 45-yard line. Bill, that is on the 44, and I believe that'll be a 40-yard return for Tyson Harris.
Mytavious Kerrigan, number 8 for the Bulldogs, finally makes the tackle. As you said, Tyson Harris comes through the middle, pushes out to the far side of the field, and it was only because of number 8, Mytavious Kerrigan. Otherwise, that would have been housed.
Here comes Austin Dixon. He'll bring Boogie Cammon with him in the backfield. Two receivers near side, that's Presley and Kyle. Jenkins to the far side. Bulldogs in a four-man front, two linebackers. He's Dixon in the shotgun. High snap, quarterback keeper up the middle. He's into Bulldog territory across the 50, the first play. He's going to be close to the first down, and they're going to give him the first down at the 45.
Yeah, I thought they were going to stop him about that 9. The last-ditch effort there gives him the extra yard, and he makes it all the way to the Bulldog 45.
An 11-yard carry on a quarterback keeper. Puts Cammon just to his left. Neighbors in the slot to our side. They stand a lineman up on the outside. He rolls right, looks downfield, throws underneath. Catch made by Gabe Neighbors, but it's only going to be for about a yard, maybe two.
A little bit on that screen, Wes, as they were coming in. Austin went to throw the ball, and he threw it down low. It was only because Gabe Neighbors was able to get low enough to make the catch. So it's second and 8.
Second 8. At the 43-yard line, trips to the near side. Dixon looks to the sidelines, changes the play. Ball on the far hash mark. Throws out in a flash. That's Kyle. Kyle with blockers out in front. He's across the 30. They'll run him out of bounds at the 29-yard line. That little bubble screen out here with three receivers in front. First down, and we are now in the Blanton and Griffin Insurance Red Zone.
That was number 7. Zachary Cameron that runs him out of bounds.
10:50 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Vikings first possession. Ball on the near hash mark. Twins right. Single receiver left. Dixon rolls right. Looks. Throws out. Kyle makes the catch again. He gets hit, but he'll get the first down as he crosses the 20 down around the 18. And our Vikings have taken that opening kickoff and have methodically just moved it right down the field.
Well, we talked about in the countdown to kickoff about wanting to run a little more. The pass is really this, just that extension of the run. There's nothing long. These are just little flare-outs.
Regal in as the up-back. Cammon just to the right. Ball again on the far hash mark. Man in motion towards us. They give it to Boogie up the middle. By one man, two, three, into the seam, into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings!
I see you, Boogie Cammon. 17-yard touchdown run by Boogie Cammon, and the Vikings draw first blood here at Martin Stadium.
Dagan Anderson, the long snapper on. Will we go for two? They set the ball down. And, yes, we are. Over to Barrett. Michael Barrett, he gets hit, but not before he gets into the corner of the end zone for a two-point conversion. 10:30 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead 8-0. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. Will Solomon set to kick off. Been saying Solomon so long. But Will approaches the ball. It's on the far hash mark. High and over end kick. Bulldogs take it at the 5. He's at the 10. The 15 looks for a seam and gets hit at the 16-yard line. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
That last drive, guys, for the Vikings, 5 plays, 56 yards, ran 1 minute and 29 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 17-yard touchdown run by number 11, James Cameron, and the 2-point conversion was good. Your Vikings lead 8-0 with 10 minutes, 25 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
All right, guys, let's see what the defense has.
They send three receivers wide, put a man in the slot. Minifield, the quarterback, in the shotgun by himself. Single receiver far side. He looks that side, throws, catches, made for about 3-4 yards.
And that looks like Jeffrey Davis in on the tackle, number 10. Second down now for the Bulldogs.
Minifield staying in the shotgun, ball on the far hash mark. Bulldogs left to right on your radio dial. Again, those three receivers just grouped together in a slot. They got a wide receiver all the way out to our side. Now he looks to this side, looks, throws, got a man open. Catch made for a first down at the 30 to 35. We finally knock him down at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, we had an opportunity. The ball looked like it was short. We weren't right on the receiver. Had a chance to jump up, just could not get to it. And the catch was made by Ja'Kari Cameron. First down, Bulldogs.
Empty backfield, 9:51 to go. That's a 16-yard pass play. Thank you, Taylor. 9:51 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 8-0. But the Bulldogs have quickly moved the ball out to the 38. The ball on the near hash mark. Stack two receivers near side, stack two far side. They give it to the tailback. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll fall forward to the 40. He'll pick up 2 yards. It'll be second and 8 from there.
That was Ja'Kari Cameron again on the carry. In on the tackle, number 39, Barry McBurney, one of our impact players tonight.
Again, he sends two, stacks two, both sides of the field. Looks, throw a little bubble screen out to one man. And there's a hold on the corner. They don't call it, but it doesn't matter. We tackle him in the backfield for a loss.
That's going to put him behind the chains. A 5-yard loss on the play. Puts him 3 yards back behind the chain, so it's 3rd and 13 for the Bulldogs.
9 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 8-0. 3rd and 13 for the Bulldogs. They take those three receivers. They move them inside in a slot, stack them together. Single receiver either side, empty backfield. We got a three-man front. He drops straight back, looks, throws across the middle down the field, looking for a man. Catch made for the first down in Viking territory, down to the 36. And Bill, he just went right up over a defensive back and pulled it down.
Yeah, he was right in between number 4, Tyson Harris, and number 12, Fred Stewart, and he just threaded the needle. That was a 29-yard pass play and another first down for the Bulldogs on a 3rd and 13.
And that was Cameron on the catch. 6-foot senior in the Viking territory now. They're just outside the 35. Three-man front for the Vikings. He's got Cameron in the backfield with him. Minifield waiting on the... Oh, little bubble pass underneath. Man gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll get absolutely nowhere. That was Kerrigan on the carry.
Yeah, and in on the tackle, Michael Barrett, number 9, Gabe Neighbors, for no gain on the play.
He's 2nd and 10 with 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 8-0. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings, the Bulldogs going from left to right on your radio dial. Again, they group three wide receivers. They put him in a slot. He's got a single receiver on either side. Minifield drops back, rolls the quarterback, keeper starts to carry up the field. Turns and gets hit. He'll pick up 4 yards on the carry. It'll be 3rd and about 6, down about the 31 to 32, Bill, but that's as far as he'll get.
Yeah, a little wildcat formation. That was a different quarterback there, Wes. I believe that was number 8 for them, Mike Tavius Kerrigan.
Given 3rd and 6, the ball at the 31-yard line. They've got to get just to the 25. Minifield keeps Cameron in the backfield with him. Two receivers each side of the field. We're showing man coverage. Now we're showing blitz. We pull out. Now we come on a blitz. Ball's on the ground. And they will recover it back at the 44-yard line. But it'll be 4th and about 14 from back at the 44. Bad snap. Got away from the quarterback Minifield.
It wasn't that it was a high snap, just kind of low and off to the side. And it was Kedrick Clemens there to down it. So it's fourth down now for the Bulldogs. They're going to have to punt from their, from the Viking 44-yard line.
And I don't have a number on that.
89, kicker and punter.
Okay. He shanks it. Off to the side, hits. We take it at the 10. Come down the sideline. Still on his feet.
Tavon Kyle.
Kyle will get run out of bounds about the 24-yard line, and that's where our Vikings will take over first and 10.
I want to say something right there. Guys, as we were watching that, we had a jailbreak on there, probably four or five guys, defenders back there, but not close enough to get to it. But we held off, didn't make the penalty, and run into the kicker or anything like that. Great job that time on the special teams.
And Austin Dixon comes back out on the field. This time he brings Dez Copeland with him as a running back. Real quickly, hello, Trey Jackson, listening up in Atlanta, Georgia Tech. Proud of his brother scoring that first touchdown. Dixon waiting on the snap. Play action pass. Looks, there comes a rush. He throws out to the safety valve, Copeland. Copeland will pick up 2, maybe 3 yards up to about the 30, about the 27, I think. See where they mark him down at, 27. At the 28-yard line. Good. Give him 4 yards on that, Bill. It'll be second and 6.
Yeah, good heads-up play that time by Austin Dixon as he was under pressure, big pressure. He had the dump off, made a great job with it. 6:23 left here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 8-0.
Jenkins comes near side. They got Copeland in the backfield along with Cannon. They give it to Copeland. Up the middle. There goes Dez. By one man, two still on his feet. Fights his way into Bulldog territory all the way down to the 48-yard line.
Big run. One of the biggest runs we've seen from Dez Copeland this year. And picks up. We'll get you the yardage here in just a moment. That was 25 yards on the carry and a Viking first down.
All the way down to the Bulldog 47-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going right to left on your radio dial. Jenkins, not sure which way to go. Tucker Pruitt now changes things up. He brings Presley to the near side. Tucker to the far side.
Still 14 seconds on the play clock. We're good.
Dixon brings Copeland right back by him. He's got Cammon to his right. Gives it to Copeland. No, Dick keeps it on the quarterback keeper. Fooled me. Still on his feet. He's across the 40 to 35 to 30. And they'll run Dixon out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Absolutely fooled me, Bill, when he stuck it in his belly and pulled it back out. I thought Copeland had it going around the right side.
20-yard run by Austin Dixon. And the clock will stop as the run out of bounds. 5:49 left in the first quarter. Vikings leading 8-0 here, driving in their second offensive possession.
Kyle and Presley go to the far side. Jenkins near side. Copeland in the backfield just to the left of Dixon. Bulldogs in a four-man front. Three linebackers. Again to Copeland around the left side. Gets a great block out front by Gabe Neighbors as he was blocking two men as he pushed him back across the 25, and he'll get down to about the 24-yard line. Gabe Neighbors showing he can do more than just catch a football.
Yeah, Dez Copeland that time, he saw the block, didn't trust it enough, and then he kind of pulled out, went back into the middle of the field. But you're right, Gabe Neighbors, what a block.
Two receivers far side, Jenkins to the near side. Dixon looks at that four-man front. He rolls right, looks, throws out. Kyle makes the catch. He'll be just shy of the first down for about a yard, and we'll go from second and 7 to third and about 1 or 1.5, Bill, with 5:13 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 8-0.
I tell you, that's one of those times when a quarterback looks, he sees that guy in the flat, he really has to have his eye even a little further down and make sure that cornerback or safety doesn't break on that, because that's a long throw from the position of the quarterback on that flat.
Four-man front for the Dogs now. Quarterback keeper again by Dixon up the middle. He has the first down as he crosses the 15 down to around the 13-yard line.
Good.
That quarterback keeper has erupted for three big plays for us so far tonight.
Well, that's one of those things that has run well most of the year. But one thing you want to be careful of is your quarterback and the health of that quarterback as he continues to go on through the season.
5:05 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 8-0. Dixon in the shotgun. That's where you see him all year. They're showing blitz off the corner. There they come. We pick it up. Lost the ball to Jenkins in the end zone. They fight for it. And Jenkins comes down. Touchdown, Vikings.
That was one of the first times this season I have seen Xavier Jenkins literally fight for the ball But that would not have happened without a block by Dez Copeland to get his guy off the quarterback, because there was a guy coming heads up right there on the quarterback. Dixon makes the throw because of the block by Dez Copeland.
And that's why they say there is no I in team in football. And they're giving us the outside corner again. And there goes Barrett to the outside into the end zone.
Nope.
They say he didn't make it. Just shy.
And that's on that play, you got to go all the way to the outside.
We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings leading 14-0 here over the Bulldogs of Rockdale County. Here's the Vikings ready to kick off.
And the ball falls over Will Solomon. He goes back up and picks it up. Back deep, Williams. And Harris back deep for the Dogs. And there's the whistle. Solomon approaches the football. High underburn kick. Harris will take it. He drops it. Picks it up, and it goes out of bounds inside the five.
Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings guys. 7 plays, 76 yards, ran 1 minute and 38 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 13-yard touchdown pass from Dixon to Xavier Jenkins. 2-point conversion was no good. Vikings lead 14-0. 4 minutes and 53 seconds left to go in the first.
Well, the Bulldogs, what they did there, Wes, he misjudged the ball. It was just over his head. He tried to make the catch way at the top and over his head. He fumbled that and just wasn't able to hold on to it. And then the ball took a sideways bounce out of bounds. So the Bulldogs will have the ball at the 3-yard line.
And that is bad news trying to start against this Viking defense the way they're playing tonight.
Well, we want to see them step up and see if they pin their ears back, because the Bulldogs have had very great success throwing the ball so far tonight.
Bulldogs send a single receiver far side. That is number 7, Cameron. I'm sorry, to the near side. Quarterback has three backs in the backfield with him. He gets it to tailback. He gets hit by one man, too.
Fumble.
On the ground, and Vikings have recovered at the 12. Unless they rule him down, the running back went into the line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden you've seen that ball come forward.
It is Viking football. The white hat official throws his arm in the other direction, says first down Viking, and it'll be about the 12 or 13 yard line. The 12 yard line. 13, I'm sorry.
Ball will be on the far hash mark, just outside the 12. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. The Vikings lead 14-0. Dixon with Boogie Cannon at the tailback slot. Gabe Neighbors has an up back. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. They're in a five-man front, man in motion toward us. Drops back, looks. Dixon tucks the ball, starts to run. By one man, two, heads to the corner. He hits the cornerback, and they run him out of bounds. I'm sorry, there's a free safety, and they run him out of bounds at the 2, Bill.
All right, as this game continues on, I'm going to get a little more nervous and a little more nervous about our quarterback. Run out of bounds. Don't take that hit. He had already made the first down. He picked up 1 or 2 yards that really weren't that important. You got to preserve your health here at that quarterback position.
First and goal from the 2-yard line. Vikings headed toward that north end zone. There's a snap to Cannon. Over the left side, he'll go down at the 1, slung down from behind.
Yeah, that was number 34, Chavez Franklin. Pulled him down and rolled himself over himself. So really, Cannon was not down till he got to the 1.
And it'll be second and goal. 4:20 to go here, first quarter. Vikings leading 14-0, but we are threatening. Ball in the middle of the field. Everybody up tight for the Bulldogs. Again to Cannon. Cannon gets hit in the backfield, and he's going to be just short of the goal line. It'll be third and about half a yard.
Yeah, really no gain on that at all. As a player came from the backside, rode him down. But again, the strength of Boogie Cannon to hold him up and carry him another couple yards, because he took the handoff in the backfield.
Will Talbert comes in for the Vikings. Tavon Kyle goes to the far side.
Yeah, extra tight end and Talbert.
Yep. Dixon waiting on the snap. There it is. Again to Cannon. Cannon jumps, and he'll be short of the goal line.
That'll bring up fourth down, and I don't think there's any hesitation. we're not going to kick the field goal.
Coach says, nope, we're going for it. Fourth and one. We have went up the middle three times, and we've got a yard.
Here it is, fourth and goal from the one.
Dixon in the shotgun. Got a man in motion towards us. That's Presley. Sends him back the other way now. Takes a snap. Starts right. Looks. Presley wide open in the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
Dylan Presley makes the touchdown. And we kind of joke a little bit. Dylan has made great catches. He's had a couple fumbles. And you saw him kind of double clutch that ball and bring it in tight. He wanted to make sure that was six for the Vikings.
We're going to bring the gate over. We're going to kick this extra point. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper. Dixon to hold. Solomon to attempt. 2:54 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings looking to make it 21-0. Ball's down. And they do. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Vikings lead 21-0. 2:54 to go here in the first period. Solomon set to kick off. Back deep is Brandon Thompson for the Bulldogs.
There's the whistle.
Solomon approaches the ball. High end over end kick. Harris will take at the 10. He's at the 15. Looking place reversing his field. He's around the 20, and he'll get out to the 22. And had he not reversed his field, he wouldn't have got that.
Let's go to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 5 plays, 12 yards. Ran 1 minute and 54 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 1 yard touchdown pass to number 85, Dylan Presley. Extra point was good. Vikings lead 21-0 with 2 minutes and 45 seconds left to go in the first half.
Hey, we've been having a couple of technical difficulties with our sideline reporter tonight with some equipment, but we do want to get down to Marty for an equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Go ahead, Marty, if you got us. Well, we'll come back right after this play.
Minifield in the shotgun. First and 10 from their own 22. He's got three receivers. Four now come to the near side. Cameron Turner, the far man out here. Now he's right back behind one. He looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made, double pass. They got a man wide open. Catch made, and we tackle him from behind down to the 35, but there's a flag down.
Let's go down to Marty, too. Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, there are two flags on that play. Not sure what the call is at this point, but the referee's telling them not to move the chains. So afraid this may be coming back. But, guys, we talked before the game about the energy level and how we would be. Obviously, we've come out with a great energy level tonight. The kids are really fired up, very much into the game from the very first play. Another thing we talked about, the traditions flooring impact players. Our offensive line has done a phenomenal job, even got their name called over the PA system here a while ago. And then Boogie Cammon and Dez Copeland have ran the ball extremely well. Guys, I look to see that keep up the rest of the night, but so far coming out, we were correct in our traditions flooring impact players. Our offensive line and our running backs have done great.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. And the flag was an illegal forward pass.
Yeah, I thought it, I mean, it looked kind of funny. I saw the pass, but it looked to be slightly forward. The official was right there on the line. He called it illegal forward pass, loss of down. So it is second down now and long for the Bulldogs. The ball will be marked at the 15-yard line.
Bulldogs going from left to right on your radio dial. It is 2:35 to go here in the first period. Vikings leading 21-0. Bulldogs, trip receivers near side, single receiver far side. Minifield in the shotgun with one back there. He drops straight back. He looks, throws downfield, and overthrows a receiver off the fingertips. It looked like number 8, that would be Kerrigan.
Yeah, number 17 for us, Justin Smith, in on coverage. It was a tight coverage nonetheless. Vikings now are looking at third down for the Bulldogs from the 15-yard line. It's third and about...
Third and 15. From
third
the 15.
And 15.
We're in a three-man front. Minifield calls his team back in the huddle. Play clock at 15 seconds. Now here come the Bulldogs. Three receivers far side. Single receiver far near side. Low snap on the ground. Gives it to the tailback. He gets hit in the backfield, and he'll lose. No, they give him back to the line of scrimmageville. It'll be 4th and 15 from the 15, and the Bulldogs will have to punt again. We send Tyson Harris and Tavon Kyle back deep for our Vikings. As Tanner comes on to punt for the Bulldogs, he'll be standing about the 2-yard line. We'll be standing about their 45. Inside 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0.
And the clock running here, 1:50 in the first quarter.
Not enough men on the field for the Bulldogs. They bring another lineman out. We've got our ears pinned back, it looks like. Short kick. Oh, Tyson Harris takes it on a dead run. Takes it about the 35, 36, and runs right dead to the 30-yard line. Scared the blue jeezies out of me, Bill.
He'll end up at about the 29-yard line, I think, is where they're going to spot him. That'll be the Rockdale 29-yard line.
Guys, that's one thing Coach Mack has talked about some this year is letting kicks hit the ground. You see Tyson Harris learned right there and didn't let that kick hit the ground and probably saved us 15 or 20 yards from letting that ball roll.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Dixon.
They're on the 29.
First and 10 from the 29. Right to left on your radio dial. Play action. Looking downfield. Off the fingertips of a wide open Tavon Kyle. If he makes that catch, Bill, he walks into the end zone.
Yeah, not a really good pass that time by Austin Dixon. It kind of fluttered a little bit on him, went high, and the receiver not able to make the catch. The clock will stop on the incomplete pass. 1:24 here in the first quarter. 2nd and 10 for our Vikings from the Bulldog 29-yard line.
Carter to the far side with Presley. They'll put him in a slot. Michael Barrett in the backfield. A ball on the ground. Dixon picks it up, gives it to Barrett. Barrett will lose yardage back to 34. That was a busted handoff.
Yeah, Barrett, the snap was low. Go ahead.
Barrett loses his helmet, so he'll come out for a play.
Now, that was something. He had the ball, so when that helmet came off, it was immediately the play would stop, no matter what he would have done.
1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 21-0. And 3rd and 14. Back at the 34-yard line. We've got to get down to the 19. Dixon. Two receivers far side, two near side in the pocket. They come, they get him, and Dixon is going down back at the 34-yard line.
So about the 35, he didn't get back to the original line of scrimmage, so it will be a sack of 1 yard.
And Will Solomon's coming out to attempt a field goal.
Yeah, he's got the tee with him, so he's going to attempt a field goal. He'll set it. Looks like about, the 41 or 42, so a 50, 51-yarder. We'll see when he marks the ball down.
I was talking to Coach earlier, and he said he's been sick this week. He said this would be just about his maximum range for the way he's been feeling this week.
I think we're going to let the clock run out here, 10 seconds. We don't have to run a play. 7-6, Vikings lead 21-0 here as the first quarter ends, and we'll be back in after this 60-second break. And see if Will Solomon can kick a 50-plus yard field goal. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this 60-second break. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We're here to watch if Solomon can kick a 52-yard field goal.
Anderson, the snap, balls down, kicks up, and it will not have the distance. And I think their kick returner thought he could bring it out of the end zone to be chipped and fell.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. We were debating a little bit, Marty from the sideline, whether he was on the 42 or 43, and Marty there on the sideline said, nope, 42. So a 52-yard attempt falls way short. But as we said, Will not maybe was not feeling well this week, not his normal kick. So the Vikings not able to capitalize on that drive. Turn the ball over after a long field goal attempt. It'll be 1st down and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 20-yard line.
Let's see what Minifield has dialed up. Bulldogs now going from right to left on your radio dial. Minifield turns around, says something to a tailback. He's got Three backs in the backfield with him. We're in a five-man front. And there's a whistle and a flag. And we've got
delay of game. The Bulldogs just didn't get up there in time. They have some new players in the backfield with them. I know you made the comment. There were three running backs in the backfield with Minifield. And him having to turn around, tell guys where to go. And the 25-second clock just ran out.
What he's doing, listeners, was when he does that, is he's putting a running back on either side of him and then a guy about 2 or 3 yards behind him. Now he goes back to the shotgun with one running back to his left. Twins left, twins right, as far as receivers goes. Pump fakes, looks, throws across the middle. High catch, re-intercepted. Ball was off the fingertips of the receiver, and the Vikings have intercepted at the 24-yard line.
That was number 12 for the Vikings. That is Fred Stewart with the interception for the Vikings. And the Vikings, with another turnover, have great field position. First down and 10 from the Bulldog 20-yard line, it looks like.
Yep. Guys, we can get Taylor to check the stats, but that may be our first pick of the year.
It is the first. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. As he's right on it. The first pick of the year in game number 4 for the 2015 season.
Vikings in the Blanton and Griffin red zone. Receiver either side of the field. Cammon to his left. Dixon waiting on the snap. Gives it to Cammon. Cammon around the right side. Runs into two. Drives the linebacker back to the fifth, not the 15-yard line. Give him about 5 yards on that carry as he just dropped his head, bulldogged him, and pushed him back. Giving 4 yards, 2nd and 6 from the 16. Just underway here in the second quarter. Vikings leading 21-0. 11:24 to go here in the half. Again, Dixon sends two receivers far side, two near side. Bulldogs, five-man front. Play action, looks across the middle to Jenkins, and Jenkins, touchdown Vikings.
Jenkins broke across the middle, and there was nobody there. He was a surprise. When the ball got to him, all he had to do was turn around and walk into the end zone, and the Vikings put 6 more on the board.
And he just walked into the end zone. Megan Anderson on to as a long snapper. Dixon to hold. And Will Solomon to make it 28-0 with 11:07 to go here in the half. If this extra point is good. There's Anderson's snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it is. Vikings lead 28-0. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back at the Merck Commercial Banking Company press box. Solomon set to kick off. Dogs back. Oh, he slipped. Ball. Did he touch it? Did it go into the end zone for a touchback? Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 2 plays, 20 yards, ran 40 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 16-yard touchdown pass to number 6, Xavier Jenkins. That's his 2nd on the night. Vikings lead 28-0 with 11 minutes and 7 seconds to go in the first half.
All right, Vikings on defense have been stellar so far. The Bulldogs, though, offensively, have some success in the air. And the Vikings, though, have been opportunistic with 2 turnovers here so far tonight. Bulldogs in the huddle. That play clock is running, West, down to 13 seconds, and they're just now breaking the huddle.
They bring Turner to the near side. They send Steele to the far side. Minifield goes under center. They're in the I formation. Gets it to the tailback. He goes over the right side. He'll get maybe 2 yards. If he gets that at all.
Yeah, they're on the tackle. Devin Holmes, number 40, and number 39, Barry McBurney for the Vikings. Minimal game.
That was Harris on the carry, and he picked up 2 yards. It'll be 2nd and 8 out at the 22. Ball in the middle of the field. Dogs going from right to left on your radio dial. And there's 10:41 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 28-0. Again, Turner comes near side, Steele far side. Harris at tailback. They've got Turner at the fullback. We're actually looks like a five-man front for our Vikings. Quick pitch out in the dirt, and it's no good. Minifield stood up, was trying to throw out to steal out on the far side, and the ball went right down in the ground. That'll stop the clock with 10:22 to go here in the half, and that'll make it 3rd and 8 for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, from under center, that's a difficult play.
Minifield now will go to the shotgun as he brings trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Vikings in a three-man front. Tailback to his right. There's a snap. Drops straight back. Looks. Throws across the middle. Off the fingertips of number 7, Cameron. He would have been close to the first down, but that pass is incomplete. And the Bulldogs will have to punt with 10:16 to go in a half, and the Vikings leading 28-0.
Stepping in the lane, number 91, Logan Neely, was able to get his hand in there and disrupt the sight line of the receiver, and thus the incomplete pass.
Andrew Tanner, the punter, standing back about the 10. We've got Devon Kyle, our lone kick returner, back at the 50. Now they back him up a little bit more. Waiting on the snap. High snap. He gets it away. The ball was tipped. Kyle takes it at the 42. He's back across the 50. Go 40, still on his feet, and he runs down to about the 32, but there's a flag back at the 47-yard line.
That's kind of the spot you're going to have a hold or a block in the back. Let's see what we got.
Waiting for the referee to step
in. It was a hold, guys, right there in front of the Tavon when he caught the pass. Had a good position on him, but when Tavon made his cut, he just didn't let go, and they're going to get that every time right there in front of the returner like that. So 10-yard penalty from that spot, and we'll take over 1st and 10.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. So they'll mark the 10 off from our 47-yard line, and the Vikings will have it 1st down and 10 from the 42, or our 41.
Actually, back to the 36.
I'm sorry, 36. I was giving them only 5 yards.
I'm supposed to do that, Bill. You're the banker. I'm the one supposed to mess up the numbers.
All right, 1st down and 10 for the Vikings, though. 10:04 here in the half. Vikings leading 28-0.
Dez Copeland in the backfield. We've got twin receivers stacked on the far side. Jenkins to the near side. Five-man front for the Bulldogs. They come hard off the corner. And it's Copeland by one man, two, still on his feet, into Bulldog territory. They'll pull him down at the 45. He jumped out from the 36 to the 45 and said, "You got to stop me."
Yeah, that's a big run that time by Dez Copeland. Picks up great yardage. And that's going to be a 19-yard gain for Dez Copeland.
Into Bulldog territory, down to the 45. 9:55 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 28-0. Dixon looks again at that five-man front. Again to Copeland, right up the middle. That offensive line starting to open some holes now. He's across the 45. He didn't get but 2 yards on those, but he jumped in there hard and got down. So they're going to give him 2.5 yards, Bill, down to the 42.5-yard line.
Clock continues to run, 9:28 here in the half. Vikings leading 28-0.
Single receiver either side of the field. Dixon, toss sweep to Copeland around the left side. Look, big man turn, has the first down as he crosses the 35, the 30, down to the 29-yard line. Dez Copeland just chewing up turf as he moves the Vikings down the field.
Can you say yak? Yards after the catch or yards after contact? I'm telling you, Dez Copeland is getting hit after 2 or 3 or 4 yards, but he's just turning and burning and continues to have great runs. That one 13 yards and another first down for the Vikings.
Three receivers near side. Nobody on the far side. Barks out signals. They jump.
Got them.
And we'll go from 1st and 10 at their 30 to 1st and 5 at their 25-yard line.
8:57 here in the half. Vikings leading 28-0. Clock stops on the penalty.
Carter, Regal, and Jenkins, receivers near side. Now they're going to pull Carter back out and send him to the far side of the field. Copeland in the backfield with Dixon. Regal, the up back. Gabe Neighbors, a tight end at the far side. Four-man front for the Bulldogs. Jenkins in motion. They give it to Jenkins on the end around. He's got a block on the corner. There's going to be a hold out on the corner. That block opened up too easy, too quick. Jenkins gets the ball down around the 10, but that's coming back as we had a hold on our Vikings on the far side of the field.
Yeah, jet sweep that time. Not sure exactly who committed the hold, but it was pretty quick. As soon as he got the corner, the referee on that side threw the flag.
They go back to the 28.
Wasn't a hold, guys. It was a legal procedure. 5-yard penalty.
Oh, that's better. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply.
Yep, it
update.
Is. Last time I listened to you, Wes.
First and 10 from the 30. You and a bunch of others, too, Bill.
All right. Clock starts 8:31 in runs now. Here first and 10.
Carter to the near side. Jenkins, single receiver, far side. Copeland just to the right of Dixon. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Give it to Jenkins around the right side again on a jet sweep by one man, two. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll slip forward for about a couple of 3 yards, make it second and 7 down around the 26, 27-yard line. Dylan Presley checks back in. Regal comes out. Second and 7 from the 27. 7:55 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 28-0. Austin Dixon at quarterback. Vikings, twins stacked on the near side. They're showing blitz off the corner. There to come. We pick it up. He drops straight back in the pocket. Lost it toward the end zone and overthrows everybody. Pass was intended for Xavier Jenkins, but they just threw it out of the back of the end zone.
Well, actually, I mean, it was right on the post. Xavier had to get more inside down the middle of the field. He stayed outside. It would have been a spectacular catch because it was, as you said, right there towards the back of the end zone. But I believe had Xavier come across, he probably would have been able to make that catch, but would have been for naught anyway because there is a flag on the field.
And legal procedure, they back it up. It will be second and 12 back at the 32.
Guys, the last two calls have been a legal formation, I just heard the ref say, so not sure how we're lining up, but obviously not enough men on the line.
We now have an empty backfield. Three receivers far side, two near side. They're at a five-man front. Here they come hard. Screen underneath the Kyle. Kyle breaks one tackle, two across the 30, the 20, the 15, and down at the 10-yard line, and there is no yellow on the carpet.
Very dangerous play that time. As they were coming in on the screen, he was under full attack. Austin Dixon makes the throw. It was a little bit high, but a great catch by Kyle. And that will go for 22 yards and bring up another first down, a first and goal now right at the 10-yard line for the Vikings.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Devon Kyle, single coverage out here to our side of the field, two receivers far side. And he's got a timeout. Timeout Bulldogs with that. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Martin Stadium. The clock at 7:19 here left in the half. Vikings leading 28-0. It's first down and goal from the Bulldogs' 10-yard line for our Lounge High Vikings. As we have just seen an offensive clinic so far by our Vikings tonight, as they have just dominated this first half of football here against the Rockdale Bulldogs. And we had a timeout. Rockdale County called it. And everybody's back on the field, ready to go. Let's go, Mr. James.
How many times tonight have we been in the Blanton and Griffin Insurance red zone?
Plenty of times.
Dixon with Kamen in the backfield. First and goal from the 10. Takes the snap, drops straight back, throws toward the corner of the end zone. And Xavier Jenkins, touchdown Vikings.
10-yard pass and a touchdown for the Vikings. They go up 34-0, awaiting the extra point. Third touchdown for Xavier Jenkins tonight.
And like I said, the Vikings just putting on an offensive clinic. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper, up over the ball. 7:13 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 34-0. Waiting on the snap. It isn't. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. Let's go to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 6 plays, 33 yards, ran 2 minutes and 51 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 10-yard touchdown pass to number 6, Xavier Jenkins. That is his third touchdown reception tonight. Vikings lead 35-0 with 7 minutes and 13 seconds left to go in the first half.
Thank you. Waiting on the kickoff. Will Solomon. Ball on the near hash mark. Harris back deep along with Thompson. High, high kick. Thompson looks at it. Takes it at the one. Drops it into the end zone. Picks it up. It's a live ball.
No. It's nope. A touchback. Once that ball does break the plane, whether you touched it or not, back into the end zone, yeah, Georgia high school rule, it is a touchback.
I forgot that. I was hoping it was a live ball because we were fixing to have him back inside the 10.
Well, we've watched Solomon not kick anything into the end zone tonight, but he's hitting it down into the corners now, and he's getting really good action on the kick, very high.
Like I say, his kicking coach, I was talking to him before the game, he said he's really had a rough week this week. He said he's been sick, hadn't felt good, has not kicked well in practice.
So far, so good, though, here at the half, 7:06. Left in the half, Vikings leading 35-0. Bulldogs, though, with the ball, first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
Ball in the middle of the field. Bulldogs going from right to left on your radio dial. Empty backfield for Minifield. Three receivers far side, a man in the slot. He looks quickly, throws out that way to catch made by number 10 underneath. Little bubble screen for about a 5-yard pitch and catch. They're going to give him 6 on the pass from Minifield. That's the shorter. It'll be 2nd and 4. Give him 6 yards on the play, all the way out to the 26-yard line. Got a man in motion towards us. They pitch it to him around. That's number 6, Aaron Harris. Harris gets back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 4. 6.5 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings leading 35-0. Third and 4, ball almost in the middle of the field. Bulldogs up over the ball. Minifield looks to the sidelines. He has trips to the far side. Single receiver near side, that's Steele. We're showing man coverage out here. Up tight at that. There's a snap. He looks towards Steele. Lost the ball down the field. Steele turns his head, and we look back underneath, and what a great play, Bill, by number 27. Jordan Wright.
Yeah, what Jordan did there, he didn't use hands or anything, no pass interference, but he did not allow Steele to break back into the inside of the field. The quarterback, Minifield, threw the ball to the inside better than the outside shoulder, and as you said, he just didn't let him get in back into the middle of the field. As a result, the pass ball's incomplete, and it's 4th down for the Bulldogs.
And here comes Tanner on the punt with Harris, Tyson Harris, and Devon Kyle. Our punt returner standing back about our 40. We've been close a couple of times. Now we've only showing a three-man rush. There's that ball's on the ground. He picks it up, kicks. Harris lets it hit. It'll roll dead at our 36-yard line. Vikings will take over 1st and 10 from there with 5:10 to go in the half, leading 35-0.
Yeah, not a pretty punt, but it did take a nice roll for the Bulldogs. And I think both the guys for the Vikings did a great job. Get away from it. The ball was kicked short. If you run up on it like that, touch it, you know, lots of bad things can happen. I think they did a great job getting out of the way. Let your offense get a chance. Move the ball back down the field. It's 1st down and 10 for the Vikings from their own 36-yard line.
Michael Barrett in the backfield as the running back. We're in the pistol, trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Dogs in a 4-man front, 3-down, 5-man front, 2-down linemen. They're standing 2 linebackers up. They come hard. They give it to Barrett around the left side.
Nope.
Lawson Dixon on the quarterback keeper. Wide open down the field he goes. Will he catch him? Will he catch him? It's a foot race. It's a foot race, and he pushes him out of bounds from behind at the 2.
He was thinking pay dirt, man. His nose was running towards the goal line. And he just could not get that extra step. The defender pushes him out of bounds, And what a great run. We'll get you the yardage on that. 62 yards on the run for Austin Dixon.
Ooh, Bill. Fooled me completely. I just know Barrett had the ball on a jet sweep around the far side.
First 100-yard rusher for the season is our quarterback.
First and goal from the two. Dixon in the shotgun. Barrett to his left. Pitches it to Barrett around the left side. Cuts back in. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Michael Barrett. And the Vikings put six more on the board.
That'll make it 41-0 with 4:50 to go here in the first half. Dagan Anderson, the long snapper, up over the ball. Solomon to attempt the extra point. And Dixon to hold. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 42-0. We'll be back after the 60-second break.
Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Martin Stadium. Let's go over to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings only took two plays, ran 64 yards. It was all set up by Austin Dixon, 62-yard quarterback keeper, resulted in a 2-yard touchdown run by Michael Barrett. Vikings lead 42-0 with 4 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the first half.
Solomon set to kick off. Thompson back deep along with Harris for the Bulldogs. Solomon approaches the ball, puts that right foot into it. High, high kick. Thompson will take at the 7. He's up to the 10. Comes near side, gets hit at the 15, and will go down at the 17-yard line. 4:42 to go and a half, and that's where the Bulldogs will take over at their own 17-yard line.
So who needs to kick it in the end zone? We're getting everything inside the 20 with these high, high kicks into the corner.
And that's what you want.
Vikings leading 42-0. And the Bulldogs have got a dejected look on their face, Wes, as they are no longer trotting to the field. They're in a slow walk.
He has four receivers on the far side, three grouped together and on what you would call the slot position. Single receiver far side, single receiver near, single man near side. Empty backfield. Minifield looking at a three-man front from the Vikings. There we come. He rolls right, looks, throws underneath, into the feet of number 11. And that pass was incomplete.
And he was being pressured by one of our impact players, number 39. That is Barry McBurney. Bernie, one of our impact players. I believe Marty had him tonight.
Bill.
Yeah.
Hey. Was that in there with a great play and great hit on the quarterback? Elgin, he's 6'2", 220. He's playing left tackle right now on the defense.
Marty, thank you for that equipment part sideline update. Minifield, again, looks at that Viking defense. We show blitz off the corner. They pick it up, throws a little bubble screen underneath. We get one man hitting. All right, after the catch is made, it's number 10, Shorter, who made the catch. He's across the 20 up to about the 21, 22-yard line, so it should be third and about 6 from there.
Yeah, Jeffrey Davis, our number 10, in on the tackle.
Minifield. I have four receivers to the press box side of the field. Send Steele to the far side. Empty backfield. Three-man front for the Vikings. He drops straight back. Here comes the rush. Ball hosted way downfield, up in the air, and knocked away. And back in coverage, Bill.
Koyshawn Roberts, number 19, in on coverage, and he made a great play as he knocks the ball away.
That makes it third.
Four.
That makes fourth and 6. And Tanner comes back out on the field. He has been busy tonight. Back deep to Von Kyle. He's in Viking territory, standing about the 45. We've got 8 men up on the line of scrimmage. High snap. Ball gets tipped again. And we just get out of the way. They down it at their own 49. That's where we'll take off. We've had two putts tonight, Bill, that has been tipped.
Yeah, we're getting close there. That time, Corshawn Roberts in coverage for us came dangerously close to having that ball kind of bounce off of him inadvertently.
3:45 to go in the half. Vikings leading 42-0. Ball will be first and 10 Vikings on the Bulldog 49-yard line, going from left to right on your radio dial. Dixon going the distance of quarterback. He has Copeland in the backfield. Louis Regal is the up back. Splits his receivers. Carter far side. Jenkins near side. Five-man front for the Bulldogs. Gives it to Copeland over the left side behind that line of scrimmage. Picks up 5-6 yards. And, Bill, they're just like plow horses out there, just plowing row after row after row.
Yeah, I think so. And now we saw Austin Dixon go under center. And you wonder if we're just going to work this game down, I mean, this three-minute clock down here in the half, leading 42-0. But here we go back into the shotgun.
They got it. They walk a safety up off the corner on the far side. Drops back again to Copeland around the right side to the corners, across the 40, the 35, the 30. Tiptoes down the sidelines, and they push him out of bounds at the 20-yard line.
Wes, if you did not see that little high step, you were missed something right there. He just gave a little jitter step there and high step and moved around the defender. What a great run for Desmond Copeland. We'll get those yardage for you right here. 24 yards on the carry.
First and 10 Vikings as we move back into the Blanton and Griffin red zone. Dixon and the shotgun. Copeland in motion. Keeps it. Quarterback keeper up the middle. He's across the 15. Stumbles and falls down about the 12-yard line. Austin Dixon says, I'm going to run the ball tonight, fellas.
Well, one of the things that we've always said this year, if they're going to give it to you, you got to take it. But again, I still want to, I'm concerned about our quarterback as he continues to make sure that he doesn't hurt himself and that when you can get out of harm's way, you want to get out of it.
He has 116 yards rushing on the night. Second, it's going to be second and about two, maybe a long, short three. Get the ball to Copeland across one, across the middle, cuts back inside. He's at the 10. He should have the first down from where they mark him, and there's a flag down after the play.
Let's see what that play is going to be. I mean, what the call will be.
I think it's a face mask, guys.
Personal foul, face mask. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. And, of course, down at the 10, they'll give him half the distance to the goal line, so we'll be first and goal from the 5 with 2:23 to go in the half. Vikings leading 42-0 here on homecoming.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody to stay with us at halftime for the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. And we'll have some information for you as the homecoming court will be announced here at Martin Stadium.
Dixon puts Copeland to his left. Jenkins, single receiver to the home side of the field. On the near hash mark. Gives it to Copeland across the left side. Runs right into a whole host of Bulldogs. And that time the dog came to eat, and he got absolutely nowhere. It'll be second and goal from the 5.
Yeah, he ran right into about 5 or 6 Bulldogs right there and just had nowhere to go.
Jenkins to the far side in man coverage. Kyle to the near side in man coverage. Austin Dixon, quarterback keeper, into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Austin Dixon. Austin Dixon just did a little spin move right there about the 1, walked into the end zone, and the Vikings have put 50 on here in the first half.
A minute, 50 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 48-0. And, yep, we're going to kick the extra point.
I thought maybe they would do the 2 and go for 50, but nope.
Anderson calls everybody back over. Austin Dixon drops to 1 knee. Solomon steps back, looks to make it 49-0. There's a snap, ball's down, kicks up. And the Vikings lead 49-0 with a minute 50 to go here in the half. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Bank and Company press box. Solomon set to kick off. High and over end kick.
Nope.
Taken at the 1. He's up to the 10. Goes far side. That Thompson gets hit and goes down about the 13.
Let's go to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings. 6 plays, 49 yards, ran 1 minute and 47 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 6-yard touchdown run by Austin Dixon. Extra point was good. Vikings lead 49-0 with 1 minute and 43 seconds left to go in the first half.
Minifield brings the Bulldogs out on the field. The Bulldogs out of Rockdale County. Two receivers near side, two receivers far side. Three-man front. Gives it to the tailback, gets hit to the line of scrimmage. The ball's on the ground, Vikings recover. I think we recover.
The ball definitely punched out. Let's see. Yes, it is. Viking ball.
It'll be first and 10. Vikings at the 15 with a minute 35 to go.
Four on the recovery. We're trying to get a number down there. Tyson Harris had it in his hand. And the Vikings with field position again at the Bulldog 15, first and 10 with a minute 35 left in the half here.
And according to Lowndes High Viking historian Andy Rogers, the Vikings will have a chance right here to tie a Viking record of 56 points and a half. Two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Now trips to the far side. Empty backfield for Dixon as he looks at a five-man front. Brings a man in motion. Copeland drops straight back. Looks again towards the end zone to Jenkins. Low, incomplete. Stop the clock with a minute 29 to go here in the half.
Well, the ball was thrown the only place it needed to be thrown, and that was down low and away where only the receiver could make the catch. It was just a little too low, and Jenkins not able to make the catch. So, as you said, second down and 10 now for the Vikings with a minute 29 left in the half.
Here come an offensive line up over the ball. Copeland to the left of Dixon. Two receivers near side. He moves Regal to his right. Drops the back, looks again, throws Regal out in the flat. Louis makes the catch, spins by one man, too. Still on his feet. He's inside the five, down to the four-yard line. That'll stop the clock at a minute 20 to go while they reset the chains. Billet will be third and goal. First and goal from the three-yard line.
Nice play by Louis Regal that time. Made a catch, hesitated, stopped, turned, and almost gets it in the end zone.
A minute 20 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 49-0. Kyle in motion. Again to Copeland. Copeland tiptoes, spins, turns, falls forward, into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Dez Copeland on a touchdown run, and the Vikings put six more on the board, 55 points. Awaiting the extra point here with a minute five left in the half. And I know we'll talk to Marty during the halftime, but how sharp this team has looked. We talked about that at the end of the game last week, about the sharpness and being able to play with a passion without having to be over-emotional.
And Solomon has a chance to tie a Lowndes High record right here. 56 points and a half. It's only been done one other time. Waiting on the snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good, and Vikings lead 56-0. A minute five to go in a half. We'll be back after the 60-second break.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings lead 56-0 with a minute five left in the first half, and the Vikings set to kick off.
Solomon back deep. He's got Thompson near side, Harris far side. He's all night long, he has kicked it high into the corner, and that's what he's doing again here. Thompson will take it at the 2. He's up to the 5, the 10, the 15, and goes down at the 17. Great tackle. Bill looks like number 23.
That's in on the tackle. Let's go to Taylor for the Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Last drive for the Vikings, 3 plays, 15 yards, ran 30 seconds off the clock, resulting in a 3-yard touchdown run by number 33, Dez Copeland. Vikings lead 56-0 with 1 minute and 1 second left to go in the first half.
Minifield, first and 10 from the 18. Ball on the near hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial. He's taking his time.
And we got a timeout on the field. We'll keep it right here as the Bulldogs really just trying to regroup themselves. They're really, Wes, I got to say, they don't have that pep in their step that they had early on when this game was just starting.
No, they don't. And when you look at, and I was going to say, start talking a little bit about the stats, but I'm going to let Taylor do that.
We'll catch those at halftime.
There's some interesting stats coming up, Taylor. Some interesting stats. And this game, I knew the Vikings were going to win. I felt like they were going to win. Felt like they were going to win decisively. I had no idea that they were going to put up 56 points and a half.
Yeah, we just talked about in the pregame show we wanted fundamental football. And, you know, they're playing mistake-free at this point. And, you know, it's a team that's kind of dejected on the other sideline. But we were asking for a good game rushing the ball tonight so far, and we've got it. Austin Dixon with 122 yards.
Copeland's at 96.
Yeah, Copeland. So what did I say? I asked for two guys over 100 yards. That's all I wanted tonight. And we're really close to bringing it to you tonight. But Rockdale takes the field again. Let's go back to Wes.
In the I formation, Minifield will slide under center. Takes a snap, gives it to Harris, a tailback over the right side, and he'll get by one man, and he'll get 1 yard, and that's all he'll get. As he tried to slide by our back out on the corner, we'll get absolutely nowhere. Inside 1 minute to go, they will run one more play before we go to halftime.
And I think the Bulldogs just want to get out of here, get in the locker room for halftime, kind of regroup. Let's see.
Again in the I formation. Five-man front for the Vikings. Minifield slides under center. Drops back, looks, throws downfield, trying to find a receiver. Open! And again, we had perfect pass coverage.
Koishon Roberts, he didn't even see the ball. The ball came in and almost fell in his hands. And there's a flag. Let's see what that is.
You almost want to call that a sympathy flag.
Yeah, if he'd have turned his head, that's what I said, the ball was in the breadbasket. Had he turned his head even, he'd have seen it. But with no head turn, he's not playing the ball, and they're going to call the pass interference. So with 14.9 seconds left in the half, a 15-yard penalty against our Vikings. As one of the things I have talked about over the last several weeks is penalties. We've only had three, and this would be the fourth now, as we'll get marked for 15 yards on the penalty.
Rockdale's only had four penalties.
Yeah, but I'm saying we've had 8, 9, 10, 11.
11, 12, so. 15.
All right.
First and 10 all the way out to the 37-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Rockdale going from right to left on your radio dial. 14.9 seconds to go in the half. Minifield in the shotgun. Trying to get something on the board before halftime. We show him blitz off the corner. They pick it up. He again lost the ball across the middle, and the receiver stumbled and fell. He laid it out there perfectly, but the receiver stumbled and fell.
A little turf monster out there. I mean, he really did. He was on his own, and then he just tripped up just on a shoestring or you know, over his own shoe and just stumbled and wasn't able to make. We had defenders on either side. It would have been a catch and probably a quick tackle, but nonetheless, incomplete, and with 8.4 seconds, it's second down now.
Minifield and the shotgun. Trips to the near side, single receiver to the Vistra side of the field. Nickel back coverage for our Vikings. He rolls, he looks, he's being chased. Throws it way downfield, Hail Mary.
Intercepted.
Intercepted at the 18. But time has run off the clock, Baylor Vikings.
That's number 28 on the interception for us. Get that. That's number 28, Tymir Moore from that safety position. We'll stay here. Go down to Marty.
And you wanted to play a clean game, no mistakes so far, so good.
Put a good half together, man. I'm proud of the guys, both on offense and defense. Really, really good start.
Coach, another area, you said you wanted to prove all with special teams. I think they finally got one kick out past the 15 on that last kickoff.
Yeah, we worked really hard on it, man. We were all embarrassed as to what happened last week, so at least I feel like we might have got that fixed.
Good job, Coach. Keep it up in the second half.
Marty, thank you for that Traditions Flooring Coach's interview here at halftime as our Vikings lead 56-0 over the Bulldogs of Rockdale County. It's time now for the halftime show brought to you by Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia. Both of them located at 812 Northwood Park Drive. Valdosta Insurance Services at 229-242-4560 and Benefit Advisors at 229-316-2777. We're going to take a long break here. When we come back, we'll have all your halftime stats. We'll have the homecoming court and many other things. We're going to take a quick 7-minute break here on the Benefit Advisors and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. We'll be right back after this 7-minute break.